All right, let's go to our next rising star. This gentleman is a bundle of energy. Some of you guys may have seen him. I don't think his feet actually touch the ground. I think electrons are shooting out of the soles of his feet, and he truly is on fire. Please welcome to the stage Al Palmieri.
There you go. It's only close. There
look at him.
What am I in for with you guys?
You know, I saw you the other night, Al. It looks like you've had your hair cut. You've put on a suit and tie. You are a network marketing professional, my friend.
That's what I'm shooting for.
Yeah, this is a transformation from the other night. You look like you're getting ready to go your probation hearing.
Well, actually, some of us went to Penn State and some of us went to State Penn. I'm going for the polished look now, you know.
Yeah.
With the jacket.
Well, you look great. You look
Thank
great.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Talk to us a little bit. You mentioned to me the other night that you've gone through a couple transformations yourself in this business at Youngevity. And there's been some moments where you just made a decision that success was going to be yours. Talk to us a little bit about that focus and what happens when you actually make a decision to succeed.
Well, being successful is awesome. I recommend it for everybody. I mean, it's so much fun. I mean, and finding a place to where you can really plug in, and it's about respecting the authority. I mean, all the hardships and things that we have in life, going down wrong paths or committing ourselves to misplaced trust along the way. Being an entrepreneur, I mean, it's tough nowadays, okay, because there's so many companies out there that look to, to profit off of your loyalty, and hanging it out to dry, being over 50, it's, it's nice shooting for the stars, but when your pockets are empty over 50, and the Bible says a wise man has a legacy to hand down to his children, I was coming up empty last year. And, you know, I never lost faith. Sometimes you're in the wilderness, and I was telling my wife it's an incubation period, and she was, working 10, 12 hours a day, and she comes home and sees that's your belt in the same place, or your pants are still on the couch. What did you do? I said, honey, I was cleaning up my file cabinet. You can't see what I did, but trying to convince her that my faith was anchored in Almighty God. I mean, divine intervention isn't a new concept here. Am I right? This was an answered prayer, and if any of you know the Jabez prayer, I mean, I paraphrase it. I mean, I put it in my own words. It's a relationship 24/7. So. It's not like I got to go somewhere to, get my dose. But the daily dose. Thank you, Youngevity, for naming the convention after my voice. And I thought that coming down here because it was my birthday yesterday and I got my jacket, right? But until I ran into Linda Tyler in person, her voice is louder than mine. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So, the commitment to excellence, that came from my father, okay? Nutritionalist, and got me to question authority at a young age. My mother gave me that follow your dream attitude, but I've been trying hard, but I had trust issues, and you gotta take direction from your upline. Melina Briggs was the answer to my prayer, and Youngevity, Dr. Wallach, plugging into a mission. And it's one thing to have a why. Yeah, this isn't about a new sofa, new skins on the tires, the kids going to college. I just got my college tuition paid. Everything's funny when your pockets are full of money. My college tuition for my two kids cost me a plane fare down here and CEO school, okay? That's the college they need. They're not going to be indoctrinated by some of the, if you got a skill, you got to go. But I tell you what, for just your liberal arts, you can get it all right here. Yeah, but that commitment to excellence, a CEO, commitment to excellence in your organization, that's what you got to have. That's a CEO. And it starts with you, and it expands out. So my dad gave me that at a young age, and my mother, and this company is, I mean, this is a hot butter knife going through life. That's what longevity is. If you can't do it here, you can't do it anywhere. I mean, really. Come on.
You know, you...
Did I answer the question? I don't even know. What?
You need to...
settle down.
Come out of your shell. Open up a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This quiet, reserved persona that you're putting on is really not going to work out for you.
I know.
You
I'm
are
working
never
on my filter.
See, you are never going to see another colored jacket if you keep acting so quiet.
Yeah. Hey, but can I add something to that?
Sure.
No, what's the question? It's a two. That's what an interview is. Like, we take turns, right?
Al.
Apparently now.
Al, we...
Go ahead. What's next?
We finished 10 minutes ago.
I know. Guess what? Check this out. I do everything
Derek,
wrong.
Derek, give him his award and get him off the stage.
Come on, I got more. Hey, but listen, I did everything wrong. I'm calling up people saying you can run, but you can't hide. I'm coming to get you. Hey, wait a minute. You want to stomp on diabetes and drive a Mercedes? You want to help the needy and drive a Lamborghini? Come on. No, this Praetor on my jacket, I'm the first on the battlefield to unsheath that sword. And I'm going to be the last one sticking it in. You know what? Sticking it back in my sheath. No, but... I love this jacket.
Oh, boy.
I love everything this company stands for. And I guess I may get a chance to finish what else I have to say at another time. But I love you, Dr. Wallach. I want to be a doc star. Forget the rock star.
Woo!